And then, what Mr. Succi read, the property further down, like on page 6,
yes,
that is a different property than what the structure is on. So it's caused all that debris to go through. So that's where we're having the problem. It's right there at the end of Fall Creek and 165.
Mm-hmm. And they originally did not want it removed?
Well, originally.
The other property owner.
Yeah,
oh, the
back,
other property owner.
Yeah,
not this guy.
No, this gentleman, he owns a separate piece of property downstream.
This gentleman did not want that removed.
Right.
So
yes.
In the beginning, if I understood it right, we should have spent the money in the beginning to do it.
Yeah.
Didn't spend it because he wanted it left there.
Right. Yeah, as part of the project, if we had went through with what we were going to do, as part of the project, you know, the money would have been spent to take the structure back out and restore the stream bed to its natural condition. There was some easement discussion with this gentleman, some other things, and one of the things that he had asked was that to be left in place because he owns property across the valley. And at that time, we didn't see any problem with that, and we decided, it was a City of Branson issue because City of Branson was the ones that were going to end up with this project, and they had agreed to go ahead and leave the structure in place. And, you know, fast forward 15 years, and the gentleman's in his 80s now, and we've had these flooding events which have put significant stress on the structure and different things. So the structure's kind of precariously still there, and we looked at it. What would it take to rehabilitate this structure to where it would be safe and sound, and it would be considerable amounts of money. Plus, that would still have to be maintained, and this gentleman, just at his age, is not able to do that anymore. So looking at it, that's where the decision was made. It would probably be better to use those sales tax dollars that would have been used 15 years ago, probably at a higher rate because of prevailing wage issues, to go back and use those dollars now just to take the structure out as originally intended.
Because with using road and bridge, we wouldn't be paying the prevailing wage.
Right. So it probably could be done cheaper now, you know, fast forward this many years later. And there's some large rock in there that Randy and Devin said that they could definitely use.
Yeah. They said there's a lot of stuff they can use
on some other projects.
Use it for the projects.
And I asked for a little bit more just so if they did run into something they didn't foresee, that we wouldn't have to come back to the commission.
Now, you said that it's part of the city's, what they eventually took over on the sewer, but it's not in the city limits.
No, not in the city limits, but the City of Branson, through the Bee Creek Agreement, did assume ownership of the Table Rock Acres sewer project. Yeah. And so if we proceeded with this, we need to get with them and let them know what our plans are and coordinate our working with in their easement with Mike Ray and his folks. And Randy Hayes, said that the Road and Bridge has a blanket easement document that they work with on projects like this, so I would need to get a copy of that and go meet with the two property owners and get that signed before we can go on property. He's estimating probably a week to 2 weeks to do the work.
And you have a maximum amount of $12,000.
I asked for a little bit additional just so if they, you know, this is an estimate, not knowing really what they're going to get into, because some of this is pretty large rock. But I asked just for a little extra just so we wouldn't have to come back. And if we did approach getting to that amount, we would come back to the commission and give you an update and why.
Like I said, I've been out there, I think, three times. If you guys want to go out there and look at it, it's entirely you guys.
His pictures speak pretty well.
Yeah. And they actually, I don't think they do it justice. If you stand out there and look over that edge, I think one of the engineers was there. I was kind of, you might want to.
Yeah, move back. It's
not really,
probably.
Yeah.
60 feet across that valley and probably 40 feet wide, you know, and it is probably 20 some feet deep down to the, from there down to the bottom of the flow line.
Move to approve the utilization of sewer sales tax not to exceed $12,000. To remove stormwater retention structure.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you for doing the work on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
City of Rockaway Beach Amendment to Intergovernmental Agreement.
Okay. On November 28th, 2017, actually it should be 16, I apologize for that. On November 28th, 2016, the Taney County Commission and the City of Rockaway Beach entered into an intergovernmental funding agreement for the purpose of completing the improvements outlined in the Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility Improvements Project Funding Agreement by March 31, 2017. Due to unforeseen delays in acquiring components to complete the project, specifically a motive pump, the project will not be fully completed by the original termination date of March 31, 2017. The city is requesting that the original agreement termination date be extended to May 31, 2017, allowing sufficient time to complete the installation of the equipment and finalize the paperwork and reimbursement process. The city's Board of Aldermen approved the amendment on March 27, 2017. Three copies of this amendment were sent to the attorney representing the County Commission, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this amendment due to the circumstances initiating the request.
So the only change is a date move?
Yes.
Are they going to be able to get done by May 31st?
Yeah, actually, the pump has actually came in. It came in late last week.
Okay.
And we were concerned any more of this wastewater equipment from these suppliers. It's just hard to gauge.
But two months gives them time to get it in installed?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And but what we're down to now is just the billing that Rockaway will receive from their contractor and the pump supplier, and just to process that paperwork.
Move to approve amendment to intergovernmental agreement by and between Taney County and Rockaway Beach.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Amber Lamerson, city clerk, was here in attendance too,
yeah,
just in case
you
all
much.
Should have any
thank
questions.
You back. Village of Taneyville funding agreement for lift station E upgrade project.
Okay. The Village of Taneyville is requesting approval of the above reference funding agreement. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $6,497.07. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the village to purchase and install a new submersible pump in the village's lift station E, plus 10% to address any unforeseen additional expenses. Recently, Lift Station E suffered the loss of one of its two pumping units. With this being considered a serious system concern, the village used funding from its street maintenance fund to cover this cost.